was so beautiful. You're listening to WRTI. That was Literal Sanctuary by Emily Ta, who is a participant in the Young Women Composers Camp now happening at Temple University. Emily, what was it like for you? Was that the first time you heard your piece performed this way?
This piece, yeah, it's the first time I've ever heard it. It was so much more emotional and beautiful than I thought it would be, because I've always been hearing it played back as a computer MIDI file. And yeah, I definitely think that brought it to life.
Super exciting. Let's meet some of the musicians. We have Erica Peel on piccolo.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
And Yumi Kendall on cello.
Hi.
And Hanchen Lee on piano. Now, you all are professional musicians in the Philadelphia area. Erica and Yumi are at the Philadelphia Orchestra, and Hanchen Lee plays a variety of places, including Philadelphia Chamber Music Society. When did you get the music for this, Yumi?
We got this maybe 30 minutes ago. So you are all getting to see what it's like to be in the kitchen of the compositional process, and it's very exciting for us. And we had a chance to work with Emily a little bit to have a basic idea of some of the ideas in the piece, but really that was one of the first times we've seen the music.
Wow, so this is music coming into being as we speak, as we listen. It's very exciting. I'll say we have another composer coming up. Why don't we go over back here? Caroline Scrubutennis.
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Niskayuna, New York.
And how long have you been composing?
So I've been a pianist for like my entire life, and I think composing came very quick after that. I think it was more of a natural thing. I was starting playing at the piano because I had a resistance to, reading music. So I think that was something that came along. But I was probably like 8 when I started composing.
And do you compose on the piano?
I do. That is my main instrument.
So what is this piece we're about to hear about?
So this piece is supposed to kind of emulate a train ride in a way. And because I do piano as my main instrument, so I kind of had that take on the role of the mechanical train engine kind of keeping the pace. And then I have the cello and the flute intersecting these harmonies, representing the different pathways you come across as you're on a train and different journeys and sights you see. And then at the end, I have the flute kind of imitate a train whistle, signifying the end of the journey.
Almost. So why did you pick a train to kind of drive, so to speak, this piece?
I did start with the piano, and so it seemed I had a very kind of heavy bass sound, and it reminded me of, the movements of being on a train. And it was an idea that popped into my head.
And you wrote this in this 2-week period?
Yes. So I think I had a lot of ideas. It was initially I had this whole different thing, and it had nothing to do with the train, and then it just kind of segued into this. So this is, I don't want to say last minute, but it was almost in a way, the whole song came into place towards the end. So it was stressful, but it was really an enjoyable process. So, yeah.
Well, we're streaming live video from the WRTI homepage right now. We're about to hear Caroline Scrubutennis' next piece, which is called Locomotion.
Thank you.
Wow, that that was great. You're listening to WRTI, music played live in the WRTI Performance Studio. That was Locomotion by Caroline Scrubutennis, who is a member of the Young Women Composers Camp, now happening on the campus of Temple University. So Caroline, what was that like to hear that? Were you envisioning anything in particular?
Yeah, I think hearing the musicians play it live, I was really visualizing a train going by, and that it totally takes my vision and puts it into what I intended it to be. So it's like Emily was saying, it's such a more emotional experience, and it just takes it to a whole nother level, which is amazing.
Right. Well, I was thinking, when you compose and you're thinking about this piece on your own at a computer or a piano, and then you hear it played, it does perhaps take on a life of its own.
Yeah, it does. When you're first writing it, it almost, when you have it played live, it kind of steers into this whole other thing that you couldn't even imagine it to be. But then all of a sudden, your visions are coming to life. And then it's a really crazy process. It's really great. I don't know how to explain it, but it's really great. Yeah.
Well, it's very exciting. And now we are moving to one of our tech track composers. And we have with us Adam Vidixis, who is the director of Splice Academy, which is a sister camp to the Young Women Composers Camp. Come on up, Megan. And so you can tell us a little bit about what the tech track is and how electronics are incorporated into the music.
Sure. So, Splice Academy is a week-long camp that runs concurrently with the second week of the Young Women Composers Camp. And it brings artists that are experts in music technology from all over the country to Temple's campus to work with high school students and give them the opportunity to learn about these things. And we frequently find, like with composing, that I'm a composer myself, and if young people are not exposed to these things either because they don't have the resources or they're discouraged for all sorts of various reasons from going into composition or music technology, oftentimes the die is cast by the time they're in, for example, a university program. So it was really important to us to have opportunities to reach out in these ways. So some of the students in the Young Women's Composer Camp can cross-enroll with Splice Academy, which is a co-ed camp, and would take afternoon workshops with us and the morning workshops with, as they do in the first week with the Young Women's Composer Camp. So they're writing pieces with music with technology concurrently, doing both at the same time.
So what courses do you offer?
So, yeah, music technology overlaps with so many aspects of the music making process. Of course, composition and performance and recording arts and all of these different things, and broadcasting even. So we try to expose them to a wide range of things, but particularly for those that are enrolled in the tech track and are specifically interested in composition, we largely focus those afternoon workshops on composition, production, things like that that are going to be more related to composition as opposed to, say, recording arts that we do in the morning.
Okay, great. Well, why don't we talk to our third composer, Megan Zhang. So how did you become interested in this kind of music?
Actually, how I became interested in composition was kind of random. I never really composed before this. And I think at one point I realized that music is so important. I'm an avid reader, and sometimes when I read, I would come up with melodies and harmonies, and I think that would go really well with what I'm reading. And my piece of music is actually based on Plato's dialogues, the dialogues of Plato. Yeah, that's his works.
Wow, yes.
So I think that's important to bridge literature and music. So when I found out about this camp, I knew I had to be a part of it because I've never done any composing before, and this camp sounds extremely promising to be able to explore my musical side.
Do you play an instrument?
I play the violin and the viola, but I've never been a great player, so I decided that I would go into composition instead because I compose by feeling and not by music theory.
And can you take us through how you compose for something with piano and electronics, like the piece we're about to hear?
I found it kind of hard at first because I wasn't sure how to balance the piano and the tech part of it. But one thing that really struck me while I was reading Plato's stuff was Socrates saying that he really, I read the Apology, he was saying that it's important that we... it's okay to die because he believes that his soul should be... his soul will be elevated and not go dispersing into the universe. So I think that the tech part really helps emulate this, like the ethereal sound and like the electronic sounds that pianos can't really do.
So what we will hear is a piano playing against an electronically recorded piece.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry, where were you from again?
Oh, I'm a Philly resident. I'm from here, yeah.
Okay, great. So we're about to hear The Philosopher's Death by Megan Zhang, played by pianist Keith Kirchhoff, and I guess accompanied by an electronic something, tape. Wow, it's so exciting, so interesting to learn to combine technology and acoustic instruments.
Yes, I've always been interested in technology. And when I'm able to bridge literature, music, and technology together, I felt a sense of satisfaction. Like I can finally bring all of my worlds together into one thing, The Philosopher's Death, like my love of philosophy, my love of literature, my love of music theory and music technology.
Wow, and it's actually kind of interesting because you think of Socrates and Plato as being centuries ago, and technology is cutting edge, it's happening right now, so you really are kind of joining many different worlds. Well, that's great. We are now coming to the end of part one of our session. Why doesn't everybody come up again? It's super interesting, that the variety that you see in the compositions. So Aaron, this is your second year. How has it been compared to the first year, and is it developing the way you thought it would?
Yes and no. I mean, I plan all that I can during the year. The tech track is new for this year, so that's something, a new aspect that we've added. We have different performers than we had last year. You know, we try to change it up so that if people come back, there are some different guest artists and things like that. But at the end of the day, I do as much as I can to plan, and most of it's up to the girls. You know, most of it's up to the campers, and they really bring the camp to life.
And we were talking earlier about when you think about music composition, it's something that could be very solitary, but it requires the stimulation of the world to kind of feed your creative process. So do you kind of encourage them to experience the world as well as sit in their room composing?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, they're surrounded by music and other influences, you know, during the day. And there's no way that we can teach them everything they need to know within 2 weeks. It's kind of off what Adam was saying, that a lot of this is exposure to different things that they might not have heard before. And then they can go and do some research on their own, things that caught their ear. But, yeah, it's a great time to meet other people who are interested in the same thing as them and to not feel so alone, because composing can be very isolating. You spend a lot of time with yourself, but so is practicing an instrument. There aren't as many pre-made occasions for composers to get to work with other people as there are for chamber musicians.
Right. So how about you, you composers, young composers, what has this camp done for you? Has it changed the way you think about this? Anybody?
Well, I play the violin, and there were times when I felt that it was kind of boring, but after this camp and actually studying the composing aspect of music, I relearned to love music, and as well as the orchestration of music, even though I composed for the tech track.
Emily?
I think one of the biggest things I've taken away from this camp is that it's just so wonderful to be part of this music community and just be surrounded by people who love music and composing as much as you do. I think that's probably one of my favorite parts of this camp, is just being able to interact with all these people and meet so many wonderful people that all have music playing such an important part in their lives.
I feel like it's often hard to explain composing to other people that don't do it and don't really understand how the process and what it's like to be a composer. And so being in a community with all these people that do that, you don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to explain your part of your life that's really important to you. So there is just this form of understanding that everyone just kind of clicked instantly, even though we didn't really know each other at first. So it was really great experience just to be connected in that way. So
that's great. So it must make Erin feel good, because the whole point of this was to make young women composers feel supported and feel part of a community. So that's great. Well, this is the end of part one. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break and come back with many more members of the camp, and we'll hear a choir performance.
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much. You're listening to WRTI. We're streaming live video from the WRTI Performance Studio.